listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! You hear the silence? You can sit down now, all of you. Sit down. All right. It's time. That's right. It's time for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, even if it's something nice, you can call in, 407-894-1680. Let me introduce you to the players today, because we've got some players here today. That's right. To my right, today she's nice, so I have to give her a big hello to my wife, co-host. Lynn Gold, you there, Lynn?
I certainly am, Michael. Thanks for the intro.
Good.
Welcome, everybody. It must be Sunday. I'm sitting here. Welcome to the April 14th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left. Eh, he seems to be a nice guy today. Co-host. I call him Big Dave. Dave Hildebrand, you there?
I'm here. I might surprise you. I might not be that nice today. It's hard to say. But...
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
And I'm not really that big either, by the way, Michael. But
oh,
yeah.
It's just a name.
Yeah.
It means you're big and important.
Yes. There you go.
You're our celebrity musician.
Howdy, everybody. Good to be here, and good to have you tune in.
And listen to this one. We have a guest with us today. That's right. All the way from, listen to this, Greensboro. That's right. Greensboro, North Carolina. His name is Richard Oliver. And he's from Industries of the Blind. Richard, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for letting me come down and be with you guys.
It's our pleasure. Now, I would like you to introduce yourself. Yeah. I want to hear you.
Okay. All right. So my name is Richard Oliver. I am the Director of Community Outreach and Government Relations at Industries of the Blind. Which is a really a big mouthful of stuff
that's
to
right.
say that
I can say.
Just
right.
means I'm trying to get work and I'm trying to bring people in to do the work.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
And you were here last July.
That's fabulous.
That's right.
We're going to talk to you about Greensboro and Industries of the Blind a little bit later. Are you there, Chris Shaw? He's our engineer behind
yeah,
the scenes.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm working on something on my end over here.
Oh, he's working. Uh-oh. That's Chris Shaw. And next to Chris Shaw, now, she's the fabulous one, Miss Charlotte Massey.
Good evening, everyone.
Say it again. They
you talk over her. That's why they didn't hear her.
Say it again.
Good evening, everyone. Oh,
there she is.
Well, listen to that voice. She speaks so nice. Well,
what you think, Michael?
He's pointing to Chris.
To by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
This show, in case you're tuning in for the first time, we say we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you are, sighted, you're more than welcome to listen to the show and call in if you have trivia. If you know anything, call in. If you want to just say hello, call in. And for you folks that are visually impaired and blind, I hope you do call in. Phone numbers, call in. I'm going to say it again, 407-894-1680. I got to tell you something, Dave, since you can't see me and the audience can't see me, let me explain something to you folks out there. As you know, David is totally blind. I'm partially blind. I have a little bit of sight, not much, but a little bit. And when we went right before, what would you call it? Say, this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. I point, and because I can't see Chris Shaw and he's behind the glass,
right.
Everything I do is with signals.
Uh-huh.
So you folks out there say, how do they know what to do?
He's watching for your signals.
Because I have signals in my hand that he knows my routine. And if I point to him a certain way, he knows to do something because we've already rehearsed it.
It's like the pitcher and the catcher at the baseball game.
Exactly, right. Yep. So if I wave, he knows the music is off. I have many different hand signals.
And some of them we can't share with the audience.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to leave it alone.
My wife gives me another.
I just can't do it.
My wife gives me another. I know what you're saying. My wife gives me another hand signal that I can't tell on the radio.
Right.
Let's do some shout outs. I've got a couple shout outs, and then I think Richard has some. So
what do you want to drink?
I moved it over so you wouldn't knock it on the floor.
Oh, okay.
So I have two shout outs. One, I'd like to say hey to Mark Lasser in Seattle. I was going to say Seattle, Florida, Seattle, Washington, and also to Dan Edelin in Ohio. Hope you're listening, and if you are, call in and say hey.
Yep.
All right, David, did you say you didn't have any tonight?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
How about you, Richard?
One might come later, though.
All right, that's fine.
How about you, Richard?
Yeah, I have a couple. I'd like to shout out to a couple folks at Industries of the Blind, one being Sandra Haywood. and the other my bowling partner, Vicky Burke, and then, of course, my mother, Catherine Bonasoli. So hopefully she's tuning in because I texted her about 20 minutes before the show started and reminded her to.
Hi, Mom.
Sounds like an Italian name, right?
She married, my stepfather was Italian, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Did she make good spaghetti and meatballs?
I won't talk about her cooking on the air because she will get very mad at me because I do have a story about that.
Oh, boy.
About her burning food.
Uh-oh. We've all done that.
I was just going to say
that. We've all done that.
We got a few stories.
So I'll tell you, she'll get mad, but hopefully she's listening. She'll be okay. Because I tell people that I grew up on burnt food and unsweet tea. That's the way I grew up.
That's why you're so thin.
Wait. I got one beating that.
Richard's nice and thin.
Back in the days when I could see, this goes back a long time ago. My mother passed away in 96. So this goes back.
They're not working,
Chris? I'm going to say in the late, about 1988, something like that. She had the whole family over for dinner. Whole family. And my nephew, he was a teenager back then. My mother was going to serve the cake. And
oh, I should have told that story.
Anyway,
she said something was moving on the counter.
He says, Grandma, there's something moving on the cake.
She said it was cinnamon.
Oh, stop it! It's only cinnamon on the cake. Grandma, there's something moving on the cake.
Yep.
So
there were little ants.
It was ants.
Little ants all over the counter. The cake.
Nice.
Because in Florida, if you keep the food out, like in sweet things, you're going to find a problem the next day because the ants might get it or something else might get it.
Yeah.
And we'll never forget that story because to this day, we still talk about my mother, may she rest in peace.
She was insulted, too.
Oh, my God. She was so insulted that nobody would eat the cake, even though it had bugs all over it.
Well, you see, I could visualize that day.
Now, today, I'm blind. I wouldn't know the difference.
Right.
I mean, you do have to draw the line somewhere.
You
don't want to eat live ants.
You and I, David, wouldn't know the difference. We couldn't see it.
Well, if there's something moving on the cake, I might feel it. You never know. You know what's really funny is most of the strange cooking stories are usually with sighted people.
That's
not
right.
Blind.
Right.
Oh, we're gonna break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Beyond Radio Show, and that's tough. I'm your host, Michael. So, that's what you're listening to, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. I believe we have a caller calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. His name is Kevin. Are you there, Kevin?
Yeah, but I'm here, Michael. Hello, Lynn, Michael, Richard, David.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
So what's happening there in Greensboro, North Carolina?
Hi, Kevin.
All right. And I have questions for almost all of you.
Uh-oh.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Happy Passover. And are you going to Passover
yet.
Seder?
Well, that's okay. He's not going to talk to us.
Yes, we're having a Passover Seder. That's right.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Next Friday. Good Friday.
This coming Friday.
Good Friday. And the Jewish people celebrate Passover on the 19th.
And I'm making a Seder. I'm making a Seder.
And my wife is making a Seder.
Yep. Thank you for remembering.
Yes. Yeah, and, well...
How do you know about it?
Well, there's a bit of an echo on your audio there, so...
Did you hear that, Chris?
I did ask Michael if he's going to make a Passover Seder.
You mean me?
No.
What are you talking about?
Yep.
My wife's going to make it.
He's just going to eat.
I'm going to eat.
Oh, okay. And Richard... A few questions for you.
Thanks, uh-oh. Kevin.
Okay, number one. Oh, who's the most famous person you can think of from Greensboro?
O. Henry, the author.
Okay. I was thinking someone else.
Who were you thinking?
Oh, it's almost a household name.
Well, so who is it?
Well, who is it?
Dolly Madison.
Okay.
No kidding. Dolly Madison was Greensboro, North Carolina. No kidding.
Now, how is Dolly Madison a household name? Okay.
Everybody knows Dolly. Even I know Dolly Madison.
Everybody knows O. Henry.
What's your next question?
I didn't know that.
Okay, next question for Richard.
I feel like I'm on a game show here.
We only have another minute.
We'll do a couple questions here for Richard. Back to back. Then I'll go to David. Richard. If someone will get a job at IOB and go to night school, is there any tuition help there?
Yeah, so we'll...
Oh, and then another question is, if I'm a single parent living in another state and get a job at IOB, and I don't want to take my kids out of school quite yet, well, it being so close to the end of this school year, and, well, you know, coming right in, oh, you don't have any place for them. Oh, can you think of any options there? And then I have a question, couple questions there for Dave. Oh, Dave, you are ham radio, correct?
It's true.
Okay, and what kind of advice would you give any blind people or visually impaired on how to go about getting their license?
Okay, well, we can cover those questions throughout the show, Kevin. We have to talk to Richard.
Yeah. Yeah. Short time
and I'll talk about the tuition reimbursement and stuff when I talk about the relocation. I'll cover that stuff, Kevin.
Okay.
Well, good question. You know, I like to put people on the spot.
You certainly do.
Yes, you
sounds do. Like he's recruiting for you, Richard. Well, Richard will address those.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Mr. Kevin.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Kevin. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
That's Happy Easter, Kevin.
Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay. Boy, so nothing like being put on the spot.
Right now, one thing I want to address right now about your ham radios, right?
Yeah.
Is that anybody have bacon too?
Ham is included with the bacon, with Canadian bacon and all those other
all right, let's get
pork
to
products.
Okay, Richard.
Yes.
I want you to tell us now, very important, about Industries of the Blind.
All right, so, you know, a lot of you guys out there know we've been around for 85 years. Our mission is all about employing people who are blind or visually impaired. We do manufacturing, right? So we're making products. A lot of the products that we produce go into the federal government. So when you see the guys and gals in the Army, you see them out in their camouflage uniforms, you know, we're making that base level t-shirt. We could be making the combat jacket, the combat pants that they're wearing, the exercise pants that they wear. We make a lot of products that go to clothe the army guys. We do office products. We have a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work that's still coming our way of contracts that will be securing, one with the Marines, two another Army one that's coming later on in the year. So we have a lot of work. So we're constantly looking for people. The good thing is that we have a training department. So when we recruit and bring someone in who's blind, we're not expecting them to come in off the street and just know how to do whatever operation it is that we are we're bringing them in for. We're going to train them.
That's terrific.
And you know,
train them.
It could take, depending on the person, of course, right? It's good. It could take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, up to 6, 8, 9 weeks, depending on the person, before they can get to production levels. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of the benefit we have medical, dental, vision, supplemental life, a company sponsored 401k, tuition reimbursement, Kevin. So as you know, as long as it could be a 2 or 4 year accredited place, you know, whether it's online or it's a brick and mortar, or whatever, you know, we'll help you.
I have to interrupt you.
Okay.
We have a couple callers calling in from Greensboro, but I want to address something right now before we go any further.
Okay.
And this to me is very important. What we're talking about is you folks are out there saying that you would like to have a job, and you can't find one. I want you to listen to what Richard's saying. Very important.
He flew in from Greensboro to talk to you.
Because the point being is this way. My mission right now of life is to make sure that anybody who's visually impaired and blind, if they want a job, there's one out there for you. Now, I have to tell you this. When I was 3 years old, my father, my mother, and my other brother, the four of us, were living in Boston, Mass. My father was a lawyer, and he was given an opportunity to have another job in Philadelphia. We didn't know anybody in Philadelphia, but we moved from Boston to Philadelphia, even though we knew nobody. My whole mother's and father's family lived in Boston and the Boston area. We moved to Philadelphia knowing nobody. Listen to what I just said. No different than Richard saying right now that if you want a good job, you want to have a life, You want to make some money? You want to have independence? Well, then you can move from wherever you are to Greensboro. And don't say, well, I don't know anybody there. Because let me tell you something. You'll hear in the next few minutes people calling in from Greensboro. Telling you how great it is in
Let's
Greensboro.
Let's talk to them, Michael.
Let's talk right now. The first person calling in. Who's that first person calling in from Greensboro? Jessica. Jessica, are you on the line? Jessica?
I'm sorry, I mean Vicky.
Oh, Vicky. Vicky. You on the line, Vicky?
You threw me for a loop.
Yeah, I'm throwing me for one, too, now.
Vicky, are you on the line, Vicky?
Hey, Richard.
Hey, Vicky.
This is Vicky from Greensboro, North
Carolina. We're going to bowl really well next week. But anyway.
Hi, Vicky.
I recommended one of my friends, and she's been here for, this will be her third week. I helped her find an apartment, and she seems to like it here. She seems very independent with it, and if you want to work, there's no reason why you shouldn't work, and it's very, very fun. We have a relaxed but active, you know, we're relaxed, but we do our work.
Relaxed but productive.
Right, that's it. And I've been here from Raleigh for 4 years, and I got to meet Richard and a lot of people. I bowl. I'm with the Council for the Blind in Greensboro. I'm very active.
Where are you from originally?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So you moved from Raleigh to Greensboro. Where's your girlfriend from?
She's from Raleigh as well. I talked her into coming. So, but if you do want to work, there's no reason why you shouldn't, because our mission is to remove all barriers for those that are blind and visually impaired. So there's no excuse.
There you go.
So I'm going to let you go. See you later, Richard.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Go Mod
Vicky.
Squad Plus.
Thank you so much. You're
right
also on the line.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're also on the line right now calling in from Greensboro.
All right. So right now we're going to the phone line. And if I'm not mistaken, it might not be. I think Jessica probably hung up. So we're going to go over to Daniel from High Point. Daniel from High Point, North Carolina.
Daniel, are you there? Daniel?
Yes.
Are you calling from High Point?
Yeah. I'm from High Point, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Which is not far from Greensboro, but it's. I always like to recognize myself as being from High Point.
Oh, yeah?
I work over at Industry of the Blind in Greensboro.
Yeah.
And first of all, this is my first time calling in. And I was thinking that being that that's my first time calling in, I don't know whether y'all have lots of activities like we do in North Carolina, like b-ball, bowling, darts. And we also have a place called Camp Dogwood, and we do a fishing tournament for the blind, and there are great things for blind people to do. It's more so than, you know, just working. But speaking on, and y'all said something a few minutes ago, and I was hoping that Richard might go into it a little bit, blind and visually impaired. Because a lot of times people who don't realize that blindness go a long ways, but visually impaired could be people with one eye, different things of that nature, you know. And so sometimes to explain to people the difference between blind and visually impaired, just because you can see a little bit, that don't mean that you consider as visually impaired, you still consider as blind.
Mm-hmm. That's true, Dan. Hey, Danny, thanks for calling in, my friend. Danny and I are good buddies, by the way. And you're right. So you're right. Let me give the definition of what legally blind is, because you know, you and I both know it's that twofold definition of the person that has no better than 20/200 in their best eye with corrected lenses. So what that means is somebody who has perfect vision, what they could see 200 feet away, I have to be 20 feet away. The second definition is about field of view, and if you have less than 20 degrees field of view, then you're considered to be blind as well. So think of it as looking through the paper towel tube or you know something along those lines. You can have really good central vision, but absolutely zero peripheral. That's where we come in, right? So we work off that legal definition. I meet the first definition of being legally blind. So if you think of it as someone, me, I have one eye that has some pretty decent usable vision to my buddy Danny here who has absolutely no light perception whatsoever. That's the span of folks that we work mm-hmm. with. And we changed our mission a few years ago. Before, it was strictly blind. So we worked with people, you know, from me to Danny. We broadened the mission to include people who are visually impaired because that didn't meet that definition, because they fall through the cracks as well. You could be right at the edge of legal blindness, but not over it, right? So you're not actually declared legally mm-hmm. blind. You're visually impaired, but that doesn't mean you're going to be able to find a job. Doesn't mean you're going to be, you know, that people are going to take the chance with you. So we broadened the mission to, you know, to bring everybody that we could and offer nice. Opportunities.
So do you like working in industries of the blind?
I don't know.
Yes.
He's still there. Okay.
You still talking to me?
Yes.
I love working in the blind. I came there 25 years ago. I came to stay 8 weeks to prove a point to some friends of mine that they absolutely said I didn't want to work. But I have worked as a masseur for a lot of years, and then I stayed home and reared my two kids and
did you say you worked there? You worked there 25 years?
Yes, I've been there 25 years.
Wow.
But I only came to stay 8 weeks.
And,
but I loved it so much, I'm still there after 25 years, you know. So
that's amazing.
It's a pretty good place to work.
Wow. That says a lot, you know, right there, man.
That says a lot. That's right.
What'd you say, Richard?
No, that was Dave. David saying. David says it says a lot right there, working somewhere for 25 years.
Yeah, I love working there. I love the people. You know, I'm a people's person. I love the people, and we have lots of fun. And Richard and I are good buddies, and, you know, we hang out together sometime. But industry is a great place to work. And I'm glad that, and one more thing I want to say before I hang up. I'm glad not only for industry of the blind, but industry is all over the United States. It's a great opportunity for blind people all over everywhere to be able to be employed, because it's so important for us to know that we have a place that we can go out and be productive citizens, and we don't have to look for handouts and that kind of thing that people used to do years ago and in other countries. You know, it's so great the United States have places of that nature that we can work and be employed.
We're going to break.
And still in our lives.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for calling.
Keep on listening, Daniel.
Keep
every
on
week.
Listening.
Tune in every
break.
Sunday night.
Stay tuned for more of Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? Oh, I'm not a crook.
#MaybeJustFriendsForNow.
#CamperForLife. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Radio show.
They don't understand why you
Michael.
Said that.
If you don't know what I'm saying, I was told my voice sounded like it was in a cave.
Because his microphone wasn't working properly.
Supposedly. The phone number to call in, what you hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have a call on the line right now. I think her name is Jessica from Orlando. Jessica, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello. Yes. What this telephone call is pertaining to is, I believe it is very wrong for someone to take advantage of the vision impaired.
No.
And what occurred, I say, I believe that it's very wrong for someone to take advantage of you, to take advantage of the vision impaired.
You're
people.
Right.
And I'm vision impaired, and someone stole a large sum of money from me, and I'm praying that they get shot in the head, and I want.
It's sad when someone steals money, for
yes,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Wow. Sorry to hear that, Jessica.
Sorry, Jessica.
She's upset. Yep.
We'll be praying for you, too. Wish you the best of luck.
Yes. Someone else on the line right now?
No.
Nope.
So I talk a lot, if you don't mind, right? So
yeah.
I do talk a lot about industries of the blind, but I'd like to talk about Greensboro a little bit.
Sure.
Because, you know, if here I am saying we'll spend up to $2,500 to relocate you for out of state to Greensboro, but, you know, what about Greensboro? So there's about 300,000 people in Greensboro. Most people think we're just a little town. 300,000 people is nothing to sneeze at. So
you have any blind people?
We have. Yes, we have blind, but we're always looking for more. We're actually the third largest city in North Carolina. We're behind Charlotte and Raleigh, which is the state capital. We're also the third largest school system in North Carolina as well. And, you know, so I had to look up some stuff, right? So I know that our graduation rate is 90%.
Wow.
The national average is only 84%.
Right.
So we've got some nice schools. Sports. So we have a minor league team, which is a farm team for the Pirates. We have a G League basketball team, which is the G League for the Charlotte Hornets. And then you go south of Greensboro, you actually have the Carolina Panthers, which is NFL. Then you have the Charlotte Hornets, which is NBA. You go east of Greensboro to Raleigh. You got the Hurricanes for NHL.
We have a caller calling in from Greensboro right now. Tamika. Tamika, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, how you doing?
So what do you have to say for yourself? Tamika from Greensboro.
Hi, Tamika.
Hey, Tamika.
Hey, how you doing?
Tamika's another one of my friends.
You don't happen to know this guy, do you?
Yeah, I kind of do. Richard's my buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he likes to come and talk to me and distract me.
So how long have you worked for Industries of the Blind?
I have been there 12 years.
Wow. 12 years? And you still like him?
I love him. He's
a
nice person.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So wow. Tamika is my tech guru. So whenever I want to find out what the new game is for, you know, that'll work with voiceover, or, you know, what's the new gadget, or what's the new this or that, I always come out and see Tamika because she's always on top of all that stuff.
How do you like this radio show?
She's a techie.
Yeah, we get disappointed when we don't see Richard to come out there on the floor and talk to us.
Tamika.
Yes.
How do you like this radio show?
I love it. It's wonderful.
Good. Thank
I hope
you.
You're listening every Sunday night.
I actually set a routine on my Alexa app, so it comes on at 7 every Sunday. I don't even have to do
every
it.
Every Sunday. How's that?
Wow, yeah. You really are a tech expert.
Well, I hope you will.
Wait. I got a question for you. Maybe you can help me. You use Alexa?
Yeah, she does.
Yes.
Okay, so I ask my questions. You're a tech person. Real fast. Last year, I told Alexa to remind me something, right?
Uh-huh.
12 months later, she still reminded me. How do I get rid of her? How do I stop telling her to remind me of that?
I probably have to go into the app.
You have to go into the app and delete the reminder.
I'll have to look, yeah.
Oh, so how does a visually impaired blind person
go into
the
app? The app is on my phone, so yeah, I have to go into it and do it.
Wait, you're gonna have to learn how to use VoiceOver.
Right. I was gonna say because Tamika's blind.
Oh, you're blind too?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm totally blind.
Okay, so if you're totally blind, how do you go into the app then and erase
it? Michael doesn't have a smartphone. That's problem number one.
Oh.
Well, you need to get an iPhone.
That's exactly what he needs.
I don't know how to work it. I'm thinking about
learning. He's thinking
learning.
About it.
Lighthouse has classes to teach you.
Yeah, and you could get an iPhone and you learn to use VoiceOver. It is so much fun.
Very good. Well, I hope you'll call in regularly and maybe give us some tips on your techie stuff, because there are a lot of people could learn from that.
We love that.
Right now,
we're getting
stuff. Thank you, Tamika.
Thank you, Tamika.
We have another caller calling in right now from.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. West Palm Beach, Florida. His name is Larry. Larry. Larry, are you there?
Yeah. How you doing?
Hi, Larry.
I wanted to ask the gentleman from Greensboro.
Richard.
Blind Industries, like all across the country, like in California. Some of my friends work in Texas. They do parachute cords. And are all of those industries related? And are they like independent contract with independent contracts with the U.S. government?
So we're all actual separate not-for-profit companies. So we have our own, like in the Industries for the Blind in Greensboro, we have our own board of directors. You know, we run it just like it's, you know, it's our company. Just like Horizon and Beacon Lighthouse in Texas and stuff. They have their own board of directors and they're their own separate not-for-profit organization. The way that we're all sort of tied together is through the National Industries for the Blind. So we're like an associated agency to them. And what they do, they create sort of a unified voice to go to the government to help find work.
But they're all separate.
Yeah, but we're all
but they're
separate,
under your,
not-for-profits.
Under the umbrella of the
National
NIB.
Industry of the Blind. NIB.
So NIB is its own not-for-profit organization that we're affiliated with, so that we can all use, you know, them, use that name and go to solicit work from the government as a unified brand instead of, you know, Beacon Lighthouse or Industries of the Blind.
But they're all making something separate. They're not making the same item.
Right. We share some contracts, but for the most part, all the 94 agencies that are affiliated with the National Industries for the Blind, and the 63 that are actually producing agencies tend to make different products, though we share a handful of contracts, typically in textiles. Did that answer
your
question?
So if a local consortium in a specific area, say like in South Florida, wanted to bring some type of industry to South Florida, then what would they have to do? How would they go about that?
So you could reach out to the National Industries for the Blind because they have a department for emerging agencies. So for instance, if you're interested in starting your own not-for-profit agency that wants to employ 75% blind direct labor to make products or do services, then you could reach out to them and say, hey, I want to become an agency. I want to become associated with the National Industries for the Blind and potentially to be able to get work with the government.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Larry.
Larry, if you have any other questions, we can always hook you up and talk to Richard directly.
And the website, okay. just so you know, the website for the National Industries for the Blind is www.nib.org.
One last question. Do you have any idea of how many similar organizations there are across the United States?
Sure. So there's about 94 agencies that are associated with the National Industries for the Blind across the United States. There's about 64, 65-ish that are actually producing agencies that they make something or they provide a service. The other 30-something tend to do rehabilitation services for people.
Is that just you in the United States or is it international?
No, it's just the United States.
All right.
Larry. South Florida, from Melbourne to Miami, is zero as far as
Larry sounds like Larry's interested.
But from Melbourne to Miami, zero as far as manufacturing at the present moment.
Right.
Zero.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Something to think about. Thank you, Larry,
thanks,
for calling and being out there.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Larry might just be the next big leader there.
That'd be fantastic.
It's almost over.
All right. So we got another caller on the phone line calling all the way from North Carolina. We got the one and only Sandra.
Sandra.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, Sandra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. So I guess you heard my shout out, right?
I did. I'm glad you had a safe trip.
Hey, Sandra, tell everybody what home. Sandra, tell everybody what you've been doing for this past week.
Oh, I've been to the career and training program at the Governor Morehead House for the Blind.
There you go.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
That sounds like a fun time.
Sort of tell us.
I heard Tamika mention the voiceover.
She did.
I did. And guess what? I didn't get it the first time, but, you know, if you don't succeed the first time, try again.
There you go.
So I'll be trying. So tell, what was his name?
Michael.
Yeah.
If you don't get it the first time, to continue to try because I haven't got it yet, but I'm going to get it.
There you go.
You know what? Everybody's so positive.
I know
too. Isn't it amazing that the attitude of all the people that
Hey, Sandra. Sandra.
Yes?
Do me a favor. Can you quickly tell the story of when you first came to Industries of the Blind?
I really have to. Do you really want me to tell that?
Yeah. Be quick because we have gone to trivia.
No, that's all right. It's okay.
Just real short.
Okay. When I first came to Industries of the Blind, they showed me something different. When I came in, I couldn't do it. I cried. I really cried. I wanted to go home. They wouldn't let me go home, but they eliminated so many of my barriers. And I'm still there.
How many years you been there?
Excuse me?
How long you been there?
How many years?
I've been there 4 years.
Wow, good for you.
But how many jobs can you do?
Oh, multiple jobs. I think I can run over at least 10.
10 different jobs. Wow. Different.
You can do all of them, can't you?
Basically.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you,
Sandra.
I recognize all these things.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going now to trivia.
Home, Richard.
Thank you.
Okay, right now we're going to trivia. Uh-huh. Here we go. Trivia time. Trivia time. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680.
This is David.
Who's singing the song?
No, that's not David.
Who's yeah. singing the song? Yeah.
Is David? Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. The kind of voice you have.
I'll be glad if they're
good. Yeah, baby. And a heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling. It's all right.
Who's singing the song?
You're Chris, right? That can play a drum.
A rainy night in Georgia.
I just gave it away.
Said a rainy night in Georgia.
That's the idea.
Just gave it away. Okay. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Call in quickly, because we're almost the top of the hour.
Almost top of the hour. Call in quickly right now. 407-894-1680. 1680. Who is singing that song? If you don't know it, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I've got faith in my callers, because people
they
always
guess his song.
They always manage to pull through my trivia, yep, so I appreciate
they
that.
They do.
Okay, so the way that I get some of the trivia ones, not trying to give any secrets away to
anybody.
Don't
tell any secrets.
No.
No, he's talking strategy.
I use Shazam.
There we go. Don't do that. That's cheating.
Files that cheating.
Cheating.
That is not cheating.
It's using all resources.
Yeah, all resources.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's cheating.
And the phones are ringing. All right.
That's using your tools.
So, Dave, you're going to play something for us later in the second hour?
Sure. I'm a little raspy because I had a gig
we'll
earlier today,
raspy.
But I'll do something.
We'll take
407-894-1680.
What you got, Chris? He's messing.
Who's
up.
On the line right now?
The phone lines are burning up right now.
All
right, we're going to go to first. I got four callers on the phone line now. So first caller is going to be Sister Christine from right here in Orlando, Florida. Sister Christine.
Yes.
Wait, before you go any further, who else on the line? Besides Sister Christine from Orlando.
He's wrapped up on the phone.
He didn't hear you.
Who else on the line?
Sister Christine, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, wait a second, Christy. Don't say anything yet.
All right. The next caller that I have on the air is Shirley from Winter Springs, Florida.
Okay, and who else?
And then I have Eugene from...
Eugene is from Clearwater.
Okay.
And Peggy from Pensacola.
Debbie from Pensacola. Oh.
Peggy.
Peggy from Pensacola.
Okay, so it's a star-studded crew there.
So
right, so we loaded back to back to back to back.
Sounds like all females.
All right. No, Eugene. We got Eugene.
I'm sorry, Eugene.
I'm sorry, Eugene.
Eugene, I got you back, Eugene.
Okay, so let's hear.
All right, let's talk to Christine.
Orlando first. Okay, who's on the line right now?
Christine.
Sister Christine.
Sister Christine.
She just wants to guess
already.
So tell
me this. Who's singing this song? Who is singing that song?
Rachel.
All right.
I knew you would get it, sister.
All right.
Yay.
You know what you just won? You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin'. I'm sorry. No. I'm going to slap myself in the head.
Yeah, I'll slap you.
Yes. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Sonny's Barbecue.
Good.
Oh, right. Man, that sounds good.
Okay, enjoy it.
So I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
All right, Sister Christine, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
David picks good songs.
Oh, who's on the line?
All right, we're going to our next caller, Shirley.
Shirley, how you doing, Shirley?
I'm okay. I was going to call in and say the same thing, but obviously she was ahead of me.
She was ahead of you.
Hi there, Shirley. How's it going?
Okay, how are you, Dave? We haven't even seen you at all this time.
This is true. You're down.
I know.
You are here in Florida, right?
Yeah, we're here for about another 4 weeks, so maybe you can call us sometime soon and we can still see you someplace.
There you go. I've been traveling, but I'm
he's
now
a traveling
now
man,
I'm
like
now
Ricky
I'm
Nelson.
Home.
Okay, great. Well, let's touch base then.
All right, then.
All right, thank you, Shirley.
Bye to everybody else.
Okay.
Take care. Right. Eugene from Clearwater. How you doing, Eugene?
Like the pause.
Eugene, how you doing?
Hey,
I'm doing all right. How you doing, Chris?
All is well. I can't
how
complain.
How you doing in Clearwater there, Eugene?
Hi, Eugene.
I'm doing fine. I'm just resting up today. We had a big party yesterday. Our council We had our annual cookout. We had 50 people there.
Wow. Nice. Very nice. Yeah. Say hi to Richard Oliver.
Hey, Eugene.
And David.
Yeah. Hey, Oliver. Hey, David.
How's it going, Eugene?
Hey. Doing all right. Wait to hear you play your guitar. Did you bring it?
He brought it.
You know
it.
What? I actually brought it. I have no idea what I'm going to play, but I'll come up with something. Don't worry.
You got an idea, Eugene, for David?
Well, Greg likes to sing the song I Won't Back Down. Do you know that song?
Well, I actually do know it, but I'm not going to play it because if Greg plays it, I'm not going to. I'm not going to be. We won't put each other on any comparison.
We'll
there.
Think of so. Something else.
Yeah, I'll come up with something. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
That's a good song, though. Actually, I've heard him do it. He does a good job.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
We played
you,
at the picnic yesterday. So.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling
Sounds
in.
Sounds good, man. All
right, y'all take care.
You too.
All right, we got Peggy all the way from the top of the state of Florida, Pensacola, Florida.
She might be a first-time caller. Is she a first-time caller?
How are you?
Are you a first-time caller, Peggy?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Thanks for calling in.
Welcome.
Alexa. Thank you.
Peggy, can you tell Alexa to calm down or turn down just a little bit?
Peggy, how did you learn about the show?
The last caller you talked to, Eugene, told me.
Well, he's in Clearwater. The plot thickens.
Oh, he's in Clearwater, and you're in Pensacola. Where is it, Pensacola?
They must be friends.
Yep, I met him on my chat line, and he came over and talked to us and told us about the station.
Very nice. Cool. Thank you, Eugene. Nice.
That's yeah.
You're on the chat line.
Well, you tune in every Sunday. We're here.
Yeah, that's awesome, mm-hmm. and I'm really glad that you guys are here. It's a great show, and I listen every week.
And it's awesome to have you with us.
And keep on calling in, maybe next time you win.
From Pensacola.
All right. Well, I'll call back and when you have another trivia.
Okay, good.
Or you can call back for any reason. You don't even need a reason.
You don't need a reason.
Oh, no. I'll just call back and say hi.
There you go.
That's what we like.
That works. Thanks.
All right.
All right. Take care.
You too.
And listen, folks, if you miss any part of the show, you go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go to our website. Check it out. It's all blind friendly.
And don't forget our Facebook page.
Yeah,
and
don't forget the Facebook.
The show upcoming show highlights every Thursday night you'll see on Facebook, and also the upcoming show highlight page of our website. So then you'll know who's coming on Sunday night.
We archive all the shows. We've been on now 4 years.
Oh my goodness!
All the shows are all there except for two shows where hurricane.
And they said it would never last.
Well, yeah. 4 years we've been on, and we just had our anniversary last week, in case you missed it.
Right, Kyle Johnson
so all
was
of
here.
The shows, go to archive. We archive them all. It's right there at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
All right, Michael.
We're going
that now. Time of the day.
That time of the day?
Top of the hour.
Top of the hour. All right, well, we're going top of the hour.
Set your clocks.
Yeah, we'll be back shortly. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. A lot more. You're going to hear Dave. And we're going to have a fantastic trivia. I promise, a big one. Big trivia. Stay tuned. Blind and Beyond.